2,000 hackers, one legal AI, and the internet's coming identity crisis. A developer posting on Hacker News under the handle Kuchoy deliberately invited 2,000 people to try to break his AI-powered legal assistant, then documented the results in a post titled, "What Happened After 2K People Tried to Hack My AI Assistant?" The taxonomy that emerged is a sobering survey of AI attack vectors in the wild. The most common attacks were prompt injection attempts, users embedding commands in their queries to override the assistant's system instructions. Alongside those came jailbreaking attempts designed to elicit content outside the system's intended scope, and what the developer called context poisoning, feeding the assistant false information earlier in a conversation to manipulate its later responses. A significant portion of these attacks came not from technically sophisticated actors, but from curious everyday users simply experimenting. The developer's conclusion was that prompt injection remains an unsolved problem, and that any system handling sensitive information requires defense in depth rather than reliance on a single layer of guardrails. For a legal assistant specifically, manipulation into providing incorrect legal guidance represents not just a product defect, but a potential liability. The 71-comment Hacker News discussion raised the question of whether AI assistants in high-stakes domains, legal, medical, financial, should be publicly accessible without identity verification, a question that feeds directly into the week's most debated policy piece. A report from FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, argued that a growing body of legislative proposals, particularly around age verification for social media and online content, is building the infrastructure for what the author calls a papers please internet, one where accessing significant portions of the web requires presenting verified identity credentials. The piece earned 766 upvotes and 352 comments, making it one of the most discussed items on Hacker News this week. The privacy implications extend beyond the stated goal of protecting minors. Technical implementation of age verification at scale requires either a centralized identity database or third-party brokers who aggregate and monetize verification data, neither of which has a clean privacy record. The UK's Online Safety Act has already encountered this problem, with critics arguing that the mandated verification systems created new surveillance infrastructure more dangerous than the content they were meant to restrict. The FIRE piece also documents a chilling effect dynamic. When accessing certain categories of content requires verified identity, people self-censor across political content, health information, legal research, and religious material. Categories where anonymous access has historically served entirely legitimate purposes. There is also a competitive dimension. Some companies advocating for specific technical implementations of age verification have financial interests in those implementations. If a dominant platform can shape the regulatory process so that the mandated standard is one it already meets, or one that creates prohibitive compliance costs for smaller competitors, the result is antitrust-relevant regulatory capture. The HN community's response to the FIRE piece was notably cross-partisan, with commenters from divergent political starting points converging on shared anxiety about what the internet looks like if identity verification becomes ubiquitous.